Mid-track fake drop design without third-party plugins, advanced edition. We're doing this inside Ableton Live's arrangement view, and we're doing it with stock devices only. Here's the vibe. A fake drop is you promising the listener the drop, letting them believe it for a split second and then yanking the floor out. In drum and bass, this is one of the cleanest ways to kill second drop fatigue. When the real groove comes back, it feels way more violent, even if you didn't make it technically louder. Today you'll build a 16-bar mid-track section that goes like this. Bars 49 to 56 are your tension ramp. Bars 57 to 58 are the believable drop is here moment. Bars 59 to 60 are the rug pull, controlled emptiness. Bars 61 to 64 are the real re-entry, and it needs to feel like it hits harder than the track was hitting before. Before we touch any sound, do the setup that keeps this surgical. Set your grid to 1/16. If you're doing jungle-ish fills, turn on triplet grid when you need it, but don't live there. Press A to show automation. Now drop 4 locators. Build start at bar 49, fake drop at 57, rug pull at 59, and real drop return at 61. Quick coach note, fake drops work best after the listener already understands your groove. Usually that's after you've given them 32 bars of drop language. The trick only works if the brain has learned what normal is. Step 1. Build tension into the fake drop, bars 49 through 56. The goal is to make the listener certain the drop is about to reset. Not maybe, certain. Start with the drums, because drums are your credibility. On your drum group or drum bus, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope, and a little resonance, like 15 to 25%. Nothing too whistly. Now automate the cutoff over those 8 bars from basically open, around 18K, down to about 250 to 400 HC by the end of bar 56. This is an underrated psychological trick. You're taking away brightness, which makes the listener crave the release. The ear wants the high end back, and it assumes the drop provides it. Optional but spicy. Automate filter drive up in the last 2 bars, like +2 to +6 dB. That makes the filtered drums sound stressed, like they're about to explode. Now let's make a riser without samples. Create a MIDI track. Load operator. Use OSCE as a saw and keep it modest, maybe around -12 dB. Turn the filter on. LP12 is fine. Add reverb after it. Big size, 60 to 80, decay 4 to 7 seconds, and blend it like 25 to 40%. You want mass, not wash. Then add auto filter after the reverb and automate the cutoff rising in the last 4 bars, something like 300 HC up to 10K. Finally, add utility and automate the gain up a little, maybe +2 to +4 dB as you approach bar 57. Teacher tip, if you find yourself endlessly tweaking this riser, stop. When it's moving correctly, freeze and flatten it. Printing transition effects early makes you faster and way more creative, because then you can do micro cuts, reverses, and retiming without messing with 10 automation lanes. Now, the last 2 beats hype. The classic DNB move. In bar 56, beat 4, do a micro fill. Copy a snare hit and stutter it in 1/16 or 1/32, depending on how rude you want it. Add redux just for that fill, lightly. Downsample around 8 to 12K, dry slash wet 10 to 20%. And here's the important part. Automate your reverb send up on the very last snare only. That tail is going to be the thread that connects us through the rug pull. Step 2. The fake drop hit, bars 57 and 58. Make it believable. You need one moment that screams drop is here. If that moment is unclear, the rest of the trick doesn't matter. Make an impact group. Inside it, you want your main drop kick, your main drop snare, a crash or noise burst, and a very short bass stab. Let's do the noise burst stock. On operator, use the noise oscillator. Set the amp envelope, attack at 0, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release around 50 milliseconds, then add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then EQ 8, and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. This is critical. Don't let impact noise smear your subspace. The sub is sacred. Now the bass stab. Punch then disappear. Duplicate your bass track and call it bass stab. Put one MIDI note on bar 57. Make it short, like a quarter note or eighth note. Add auto filter and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it's aggressive, but not stepping on sub. Add amp or saturator for a touch of controlled drive. And here's a sneaky drop confirmation trick. If you had a low pass happening before the drop, automate it to snap open right on bar 57. Even 150 milliseconds of full band openness convinces the ear the drop arrived. Your listener's brain is basically stamp approving the moment. Extra coach note, decide what your fake drop is promising. In DNB, listeners lock onto one of three things, the kick and snare statement, the sub note, or the main bass rhythm. Your fake drop only has to deliver one of those convincingly for a split second. Then you remove the other two to create that weight. Where did it go? Feeling. Step 3. The rug pull. Bars 59 and 60. Remove the right things. A fake drop fails when you just mute everything and call it a day. We want controlled emptiness. Tails, a cue, and a threat. First, sub-discipline. Non-negotiable. On your sub-track, at bar 59, automate utility mute, or just drop gain to minus infinity. Do it for at least half a bar. One full bar is the classic. If you hate hard cuts, you can automate a steep low pass so it vanishes instead of clicks, but the sub must be gone. Even quiet sub ruins the illusion, because it tells the body the drop is still happening. Now pick a drum rug pull style. Option 1 is hard stop. Mute the drum group for one bar and let only the reverb tail carry. Option 2 is halftime ghost. Keep only a snare on beat 3 and maybe a super quiet hat texture. The tempo anchor stays, but the groove disappears. Option 3 is filtered loop, jungle flavor. Keep the break playing, but low pass it around 300 to 600 Hz with some resonance so it's more like a shadow than a beat. Now the reverb throw that doesn't wreck your mix. Make a return track called BIG throw. Put reverb on it, decay 4 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 10k. After the reverb, put glue compressor and set it so it grabs 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 ms, release auto works fine. This keeps the tail present without spiking. Then EQ 8 last and notch anything harsh, usually somewhere around 2 to 4k if it starts to bite. Now automate sends. On the last snare before bar 59, slam the send to BIG throw. During bar 59, keep the dry muted, but let the return ring. That's your ghost of the drop. Add one cue sound so the listener stays locked. A vocal stab, a dub siren, a tiny hey, a tonal blip, something short. Stockwise, you can use simpler with a one shot, or operator with a little beep. Add echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 25 to 40%, and filter out lows so it doesn't cloud the return. Keep this cue short. This isn't a new section. It's a breadcrumb. Big concept here. Don't fully reset the groove. Interrupt it. The listener should still feel the tempo internally. Leave one tiny anchor, a hat ghost, a delay ping, a barely audible snare flam. If everything disappears, it can feel like the track literally stopped rather than you intentionally pulled the rug. Step 4. The real read entry at bar 61. Cash in. The return must feel harder than before, but do it with contrast math, not just volume. Start with a drum re-entry enhancer chain on the drum group. You can automate it on only for the first 4 bars after bar 61 if you want maximum impact. First, drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Boom off or very low. The DNB needs tight low end. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 depending on your samples. Automate transients slightly higher only on bars 61 to 64. That way, you don't permanently inflate your drum sound. Then glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds for that smack. Release auto. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the return. Then EQ 8. If you need air, a tiny lift around 6 to 10k. If it gets boxy, control 200 to 400 Hz a little. Now make your bass re-entry feel larger without messing up the sub. On your bass group, build an audio effect rack with 2 chains. Low chain, EQ 8 low pass at 120 Hz, steep. Then utility width at 0% for mono. Add gentle saturator if needed. Mid/high chain, EQ 8 high pass at 120 Hz. Then either subtle chorus ensemble or just utility widening, like 120 to 160%. Add grit with saturator or overdrive. This is the lock lows, widen highs rule. Sub stays stable, return feels huge. Add a read entry marker at bar 61. Crash plus ride, or a hat opener. High pass it around 300 to 600 Hz so it doesn't fight the snare body. If you want motion, a subtle auto pan amount 10 to 20% is enough. Advanced spice, if you want the return to feel extra violent without adding luffs. The late sub re-entry. Bring back drums and mids right on bar 61, but delay the sub by an eighth note or a quarter note. Automate the sub utility mute off slightly late, and wrap it in super fast, like 10 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't click. The effect is, The drop lands, then the floor drops in right after. It's nasty. Step 5. Make the fake drop feel like a mistake, in a good way. This is where you go from nice transition to wait, what just happened. Try a 1 beat early hit. Put the fake drop impact on beat 4 of bar 56, then pull at bar 57. That's rude and super effective. Or do a reverse cymbal into nothing, reverse a crash into bar 59, then mute the downbeat so the brain gets no payoff. Or do a bar length delay freeze, in bar 59, let only an echo tail survive. And one more advanced move, a two-step fake out inside the fake out. Let bar 57 be the convincing start. Then in bar 58, do a mini pre-rug. Maybe the kick disappears but snare stays, hats get filtered, bass does a tiny pitch fall. Now when bar 59 goes void, it feels intentional, like a composed trick. Not like you panicked and hit mute. Common mistakes to avoid while you build. Don't leave sub playing during the rug pull. Ever. Don't overcomplicate the fake drop hit. One impact and one stab is enough if the timing is right. Don't let your reverb throw flood the low mids. Low cut that return around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't forget a clear return marker. If bar 61 doesn't have a strong transient, the whole prank feels pointless. And don't make the timing random. Fake drops are expectation games. Think in 8, 16, 32 bar logic. Quick workflow check. Test this at low monitoring volume. At quiet volume, only transients, timing, and mid-range cues really read. If it still tricks you quietly, it'll absolutely work loud. Mini practice assignment, 15 minutes. Pick a mid-drop point in your own track, like bar 49. Build an 8-bar tension ramp using auto-filter on drums and that last 2 beats snare fill. Make a 1-bar fake drop hit with kick, snare, crash, bass stab. Make a 1-bar rug pull, sub-muted. Keep only the throw and one cue sound. Then make the return. Enable drum bus and glue smack only for the first 4 bars. Bounce 8 bars around the moment and ask yourself 3 questions. Did I believe the drop for a moment? Did the silence feel intentional? Did the return feel harder than before, without just being louder? If you nail those 3, you've got a pro fake drop using nothing but stock Ableton tools, auto filter, reverb, echo, glue compressor, drum bus, EQ8, utility, and saturator. The real secret isn't the devices anyway. It's the timing, the contrast, and your discipline about what you remove and what you leave behind.